probably wasn't at the time, but that turned out to be a good trip. Very interesting. Hard trip, a lot of bad roads. There was one day where I left, actually 2 days. It took us about 14 hours to drive 250 kilometres. We were just in a quarry. That was going on to, from Ethiopia to Kenya. We busted shocks in the Jeep. A lot of hassle from 3 different borders, obtaining visas that we didn't have. But all in all, no, it was a good, it was enjoyable. And we had to contend with temperatures up as far as 60 degrees. And when we were in Kenya, the temperature dropped to about 12 degrees at Mount Kenya. We stayed near Mount Kenya for 2 nights just to sort of recharge the batteries again and be able to work to the Jeep. We didn't have much of a tan because we're driving the whole time, but it was enjoyable.
And Jay, the main reason that you and your two mates did this, it was for charity. Do you know how much you've raised or how much you would like to raise? Have people been generous with their sponsors?
Well, as yet I don't know how much I've raised. I'd like to raise as much as possible. But like I say, I'm not knowing how we get back home on the ground, get the figures together and hopefully more people will donate to it now that we have completed the trip.
And Jay, anybody wants to sponsor, how can they?
Right, we're going to the Just Given webpage. It's www.justgiven.com and they put on Sponsor a Friend, which is Malham Town to Cape Town 2010. And all donations will be welcome. It's very good. It's a good cause.